Every year.
This man over there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He wants 3 or 4 loads next week.
I just go put D&D grower, B&D farm.
Yeah, DW farm.
DW?
Something another. WD or DW.
DW farm.
DW farm, that's right. Chick, we got to get this knot over here before the other man get out on the other side.
Last year, we loaded at my house. Up at my house last year, I ain't never seen so many trucks in my life. Scared to go to sleep, afraid somebody robbed me, think I had money, and I didn't have a dime.
It's nice to have more trucks than melons, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't get no trucks. Truck channel over the last several years, and I don't know what happened to them. They quit hauling watermelons, A lot of them just can't get no trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finding more than what you had. That's the way it happens.
It's hard on you when there's more produce than there's man for.
Mm-hmm.
You all live up at Winter.
Yes.
All I know, I just been through Wednesday. I don't know. Don't guess I know anybody else.
I've been there ever since I've been married.
Mm-hmm. And been raising melons a good while.
Yeah. He used to be in a wholesale fish business, but he quit that and went raising watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a whole lot of guys.
Well, she didn't say how long. She just said you'd been in it a long time.
I'll be 69. I was 69 years old the 30th of May.
It's getting about dump time, ain't it?
Yeah. Just got broke in.
I don't think so. I think I've been broke in.
He makes out like you eat a lot of dinner today, but
I did.
You don't deny it, there.
Yeah, I sure did. I hadn't had
no
sleep.
Well, I tell you, I loaded
it
up pretty well myself.
I tell you, them chicken bones didn't go very far.
I heard you tell them boys I already got some of them bones left on the meat.
How them boys got that meat out of them bones? I sure know. I got this at it wasn't out of the bone. But that woman went back and emptied the pot in there, and then I found a little meat.
Oh, you went back and...
She emptied the pot, went back and emptied the pot. I said, I wonder where, who got the meat off all these bones. Didn't you?
Right? Yeah, you must have got a gallon.
He got to stand them women down there, don't he?
I said, but darn, somebody didn't eat all the meat off of these bones and put them back.
You told them boys you already got some of them bones from the chicken.
You put my pies back today?
Yes, I put my inbox.
Yeah, I don't know what
you're doing. I take care of
I used to weigh 275 pounds.
275? Good Lord.
How much you weigh now?
200.
200? Yeah.
Well,
you tall.
I weigh
15 pounds more than you do.
215. I used to weigh 275. I lost it over a period of about 25 years. I've been a diabetic for 35 years.
35?
About 35.
Well, you learn to live with it.
Yeah. Pretty hard to do, too.
You don't eat salt?
Well, yeah, I eat pretty well. I get off sometimes. The sugar gets a little high. I eat more than things I shouldn't eat. I put it that way. I take insulin for 6 years and then I quit and went taking the pills. And they got them kind got to where they didn't do them good and they made a new kind. I don't take but two of them a day.
Uh-huh.
No, they'll find something else maybe. There'll be time for them to go anyhow by then, I expect.
About 7 years ago. Anyway, he told me to say a year of weight, he's going to die in 1 year. That's how a year ago. He said, I ain't dead yet.
He still
didn't know what he was talking about, did he?
He's still here yet. He didn't bid, you couldn't have told us about it, could you?
Well, that's how a year ago.
I guess it'd been 15 years ago, 10 or 15. If I had to quit work, I wouldn't live long.
Yeah.
I like to work. I like to do something all the time. All I want is about 10 hours, 8 to 9 hours rest at night. Now I can pretty well make the day doing something else.
These long days, I'm ready to sit down at the end of them.
I think enough to sleep, I'm going to sleep, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, when I got to sleep. Yeah. If I don't get some rest, I ain't no good. I can't go. My feet bothered me. Hurt me so bad.
That's been my weakest spot.
Hurt me so
is
bad.
Right?
Sometimes it's like a toothache.
Right on the bottom of my
foot. Harder the weather get, the worse they hurt, don't they?
Right on the ball of my foot.
Yeah,
like
and it ain't hard either.
Is that right?
The shoe. I've tried all kinds. I bet I got... She threw away a box full the other day, and I bet I got 10 pair now. I just can't find one I can wear. These is about the best that I've found.
I went and got me a new pair of boots the other day, and said, I want you to throw that thing to wear or get rid of them. I paint in them and do everything.
But these are soft. That's
got
totally
wearing good
and
now.
It's light. The shoe is light.
Yeah.
It's soft inside and outside. And I can wear them better than these. You can't go with the looks of anything anymore.
No, them old boots there just not getting right. Well, they feel good on my
foot. Yeah, they get warm. Well,
yeah.
You fit. My left one, I got it ground up in a fellow she asked a boat one down 15 foot. And I run this left one over. The left one runs over on me, the heel.
Huh.
That thing wrapped my bushy leg up around that shaft, you know, tore it all right there. I jumped up and stood up on it, you know.
Oh, man.
Went right around that shaft. I used to sing, pull sings with motorboats, see, and them back that way back in them days, and we had them set screws, you know, and we didn't have them boxed in on them propeller
you know,
cabs.
Oh, fellow
yeah.
Lives, he got a grove that close to us, and he does all of his grove work and everything. He happened to the darnest thing out in his grove here a while back that I ever seen. He has a dust in his grove, and the dust got clogged up somewhere, doesn't he? He was in there fooling with that thing, and his glove got hung up in that thing, and it was pulling him right on up in there. Got his thumb.
Yeah.
And it was running so slow, but he couldn't get loose from it. It just carried him on up in there. And he out with his pocket knife and whacked that thumb off right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He done it. And taking a string out of his boot and corded his arm and went and drove his car to the hospital.
Yeah.
I know an old nigga one time, way back on, just know of him. His son, now, at 80 some years old.
He slides that thumb off right there.
The old nigga been dead about 30 years, I imagine.
Not nobody
but
there to help him
back
get
back then,
in
you know,
right.
They caught rabbits and eat turtles and other things,
right,
go with everything they get,
right,
you know.
Right.
A dog run a rabbit in an old hollow tree, laying
right
down at the hollow.
And he
could see the rabbit up in there. He know he'd take a stick and put up in there, and the rabbit wasn't about that furry in there, see? And he run his hand there to get him, one of those cotton mouth markers,
yeah,
and bit him on
yeah,
the thumb.
Yeah.
And he laid his thumb up on top of a stump and cut it off with that. Sure did. He done that. He was just smooth cut off as you ever saw.
I don't know what I could have done it enough.
I think that was a good idea, too, because he was a cotton mouth, and that would have probably got him.
Yeah.
But he run his hand up in that old hollow to get that rabbit. And that cotton mouth marker and bit him on the thumb.
Yeah.
And he had an axe, see? He laid that thumb right up on the axe and chopped it right off with the axe.
Yeah.
Just as smooth as you ever saw, right across there.
Huh?
He laid the thumb up on the stump.
Right away.
Right then.
Yeah.
He had an axe.
He laid it up on that, he had an axe with him. He's a rabbit hunting, that's what he was doing.
He didn't wait to kill that copperhead,
he cut that thumb off.
Well, that poison got up there.
Yeah.
And he did that's all the force what he had. Didn't make a stick of nothing, that stump. Cut right off it, I can remember it. Straight across that, it looked like may have been a little further, but when he got through suspicion, it's probably that about that joint, see.
Well, they had to trim, I imagine, something, but this fella's thumb looked like he just like that.
Huh. That's the way that was. He ran up in the log,
he
ran something way
joint,
back
yeah.
Years ago, old man. And
rabbits
and stuff
like
that kind
of
what you had to go for game, you know, something to eat. He stuck a stick up in the hollow log, the dog had a little rabbit's feet, and he stuck a stick up at that point. So he just rammed his hand up there to get the rabbit, and he cut my marks and bit him on the thumb. And he just put his marks now on the thumb, you know, and he come loose on me. He stumped right there, and he just reached and got the axe and cut his thumb right off. I'll catch a little piece of sauce or something or another. I happen to think right quick, you know, and I stood up on my foot, you know, and run that pretty leg off, right?
It beat my
ankle for two or three times when it got its bushy leg around, and then it didn't hurt it no more, see.
Uh-huh.
till it winded all up, because it was a big buck of salt Mickey Lake going around all the time.
I had those three legs that liked to rent. I was born on the other tractor, and that car, I think, all left the shield off of. They caught a loose thread here on with the pair of old dungarees I had on, and it, damn it, tore them dungarees plumb off of them. Damn boy, it tore them off of them and then beat my ass. No kidding. I was out there mowing out there in the front there, on the filling station across the road, and darn boy, that thing snapped my pants off just like that. And damn boy,
trouble is, it gets you off balance, you see, and it goes quick, you can't get to stand.
Well, see, I stand and straddle my seat, and the seat went right through my leg.
That's the way I was on that boat. I fall very well.
Because
I see, I catch this up, and I was holding on the steering wheel.
It was on the old case track,
LA case, what it was. And I was in the position where it couldn't very well knock me off balance.
Because
I had that, the seat went right through my leg, and I was standing up. And I was standing with my legs up like that, too. But it yanked my pants on you, boy, it yanked them off of right now.
If you need today or tomorrow, is it good as there and you can find on that truck?
Well, what done that, Mr.
Brooks? Dry weather. Caused a frag to set up in the bottom of it.
What's that?
Frag. It's a disease. The melon got big. Didn't get enough water to take care of it.
Yeah.
And if you get ripe, if it would get... If, that,
you
that's
put it in a pack. If you put it in a pack, now he'll keep eating right on in.
Uh-huh.
Get hot.
If you do what?
You put it in that truck.
It'll get heat.
It'll sour quick.
Like a candy.
But if you can take out and put it in a ice box or refrigerator, it'll last 4 or 5 days yet.
Yeah.
The heat'll spread it.
Heat or either water.
Heat or water, either one will spread it.
Either one of them will spread it.
Well, there's another one sitting big number on that truck there just like that. I took one up the house while ago. You remember that and I pulled off the truck?
Went you off of that tree.
Yeah. You remember that I took the house while ago?
Yeah.
It was just like that.
No, I didn't cut it. My house. Yeah. Yeah, you had to drop here, but another cloud looking over the cloud, John. You don't know when it might come if you drop off. That's right, but it rained a few drops up there. But it hadn't rained in here yet. And I had to put some clothes out. I had to go out there and take them in.
Well, what we're gonna do is pull out and back in again?
I don't care, as long as he gets out of my hole here, I don't care where he goes.
Well, it doesn't need to be put back over there, put the one that's going out first over here.
He's got to move first, and he can go right on, he's ready to load it.
That's the biggest bunch of melons I've seen.
Sir?
Biggest melons I've seen.
Yeah, they're pretty. Lots of pretty melons.
I hadn't seen many, but I've seen some.
The field we came from, they were bigger than this here.
Where was that?
Across the highway. Over on Windsor Road.
No, I don't know about that. Whose was that?
Dick's melon.
Oh, same color?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Sam, I
ain't
seen my little money
come.
Truck is loaded.
Well, you ready to go?
Yeah, you ready to go this guy. He's gonna pull up in here. We gotta move this truck out the way.
Yeah, they're gonna have to load out, John, because he told me two or three days ago for the day.
Okay, well, I'm
gonna show how to load out, and they're gonna have to try to get this out. And he wants to load like this. He said he ain't got nothing else, he has to load this thing.
Okay. No, he said we're gonna put this Mac in.
We're gonna
load
it with the house. We're gonna load it with this damn thing we got to load it with. Big
or
little one,
or
whatever
you want.
I'm going to check. What about who's going to scale out for me? I'd imagine that's good. I can do. I'd imagine that's good. All right, man, that's good. All right. That's what you take for the morning. I've been sold for 3 days.
Huh?
Looking at the top of the water.
Anybody going to scale house with him, Mr. Wilkinson?
All right, that.
Anybody going to steal out
of
Yeah, you get I'm tickets. Coming back, you know. But it'll be a little while before I come back.
I'm going to get your steers, you're going to get two or three tickets.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I guess you get a...
32 pounds of butters out here in this field.
About carrying them the orange hearts. Damn, I don't know what
we just left for the rest of it.
You did. You see Mr. Horn?
We was talking. I reckon he was talking to your brother, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve!
And he didn't have no kickback.
Well, we're sending a bunch of stuff over there. Steve's supposed to go over there, but we're supposed to wait till he comes back.
Now that might be what he's sending us, ain't it?
Why don't you wait till he comes back? Because he was going to try. We got a part of a load of stripes over there, about 600, or 23 or 45 pounds, something like that. Part of a load. And he was going to try to finish it out with these things here, if we could. Maybe what you want. We got a load of number one stripes over there, about 600.
They just, we want the tub.
Well, maybe we could get wait. You just have to wait and see him. Thought he may be going to try to pack that on out, I don't know. He said he'd be back in a little while. Didn't he say he'd be back in a little while?
Mr. Horn?
Yeah. I think
he went on over to Melrose from here,
Orange
Heights. I mean Orange Heights.
Yeah, he's going, one of the tractor man had got there and left a piggyback before you left.
I think he's on his way with it. We met him on his way.
Well, he's going to take that on the scales and weigh it. He's going to take it on the scales and weigh it and then come back on and get them other two supposed to carry him over to Orange Heights. And run him. Now, where he comes back here before he does it or not, I don't know.
Now, all the help is gone over there. All that.
How big is your truck? What's that?
That's the one I made.
I'm in hot water.
I
don't know which way. I don't know what he wants to do, but we had a hold of him.
I'll tell you the truth. I just been over there to see the watermelon.
You did?
That is the biggest operation I ever saw in the country.
It is.
Why? Yeah.
Well, Miss Dodd called Margaret and wanted Margaret to go over there and watch him in that way. But I told Margaret I said that was good. I think it's Miss Dodd's place to do that.
Yeah, I believe it's there.
Yeah. That would cause confusion between Marvin and Dick, and Marvin hadn't got anything to do with it. So I told Marvin, I knew she was going to call him because she done told me she was. I told Marvin, I said, no, you can't do that. Come on in.
Yeah, well, thank you.
A while ago, we went over there to see what the bulldozing man was doing. He was supposed to start the burning today, but he won't.
And got around to it yet?
No. He won't before next week. So he should start next week.
Maybe it don't rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now.
Marvin got started, and we had companies come in from Cross City, and they just left. And that just stopped. My cousin, he'd been over in Vietnam.
Oh.
And just got back. He's been over there at work. And he come home. I don't know whether he was going back on furlough or not. I mean, back to work or not.
Oh, he wasn't in the Army. He just had a job over there.
No, he just went over there to work. Picking up that heavy equipment. And he's home. I don't know. He said he didn't know whether he'd go back or not. But he run over to see.
Heavy equipment.
Uh-huh, he's been working, keeping up that heavy equipment.
I guess there's a big demand for some of
Yeah, my brother was supposed to go, but he's a little bit too old. They wouldn't take him.
Oh.
He has to have a birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
They said he was a little bit too old. Oh, yeah, we need rain. We sure do. It wouldn't hurt us a bit. I'd be glad to see a rain. We need it badly.
Ms. Guthrie, how much pasture do you all have? You all have a whole lot of pasture, I know.
We got, you mean in all? Just our field or what we got rented?
Oh, you got some rented, too.
Here in our field, I figure we got about, well, counting that out, Chandra, oh, I would say about 60 acres, don't you? I wouldn't know Marty to tell you more about that than I do.
Now that over across there, that's, you got that rented, or is that
that,
to
that
us?
Don't belong to us.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the fence where the water mines is, that's open.
Uh-huh.
And that field back yonder is open. I think we own 75 and a half acres here.
And then you own that down on the Torch Cross Street?
That's right. We own 155 acres.
And that's what you're clearing up
that's
now?
Right.
Or is some of it is?
Some of it.
Uh-huh.
We got some of it, part of it, in pasture grass. But we're trying to get some more in there.
Uh-huh.
Don't look like we're going to get it planted this year the way the man's are doing.
Well, it's just...
I talked to that man this morning. The county agent called him about that brucellosis test, and it's not as bad as people says it is.
Uh-huh.
It's bad enough, but it's not as bad as people pointed out to us that it was.
It's hot out there.
I guess it does.
And put that more why it would get hot.
Yeah. I don't stop. I just stopped talking to this guy. I didn't think she was mowing or anything.
No, I'm not mowing.
I need a breather.
Well,
a lot of.
Oh well, it says you've been needing to do it for a long time. Well, I say a long time. No, it hadn't because it just started since it started raining.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, been overlooking.
Oh yeah. By working, I just. What I seen was just stand up looking. I guess that was boss man.
Yeah, takes a lot of boss man. But now they're loading three of them big semis at a time over there. And they're getting the melons.
Yeah. They're getting them.
They're the biggest melons I've
ever seen. Yeah, they're getting them too.
Ain't nothing big.
No, they're not as big.
Freddie's wife told Marvin, I'm afraid to tell it though. Because Freddie told Marvin the other day they jumped from 2.5 to 3.5 cents. And I called Miss Don, and she liked to have a thousand, and she called Mr. Don, and Mr. Don, he come by there to see Freddie's daddy. And he said that they hadn't. But Freddie's wife told Marvin a while ago that they had jumped up some.
I said after how much, so if she would have said 3 or 4 cents, I'd have told somebody else, and then they would have found out they wasn't but 2.5. And,
yeah.
I don't know how come Freddie to tell
Marvin.
I
think Freddie was just, Woody Coleman over there got him down pretty good. He said, Freddie likes to dream. He wished he was that. And he dreams so hard that he wish it was that till he'll say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, stop believing it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty true about Freddie. Yeah, that sounds pretty true about Freddie.
But she told
Marvin
they
were
going up.
Yeah, she told us.
Who is that?
Say I'm at Freddie's wife.
Miss Sue, yes, I know Sue. Yes.
I wish they would go up.
I do too. I like to see people.
Wish they could get 5 cents a pound for them.
I just love for my neighbors to make a little money. It looks like all the people I know are the ones that don't seem to, price don't hit when they've got to
say. Well, there's one thing about it. If neighbors can make some money, I won't starve to death because I can go to see them.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I just don't know about that. I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah, I can go see some of them. Some of them wouldn't let me starve. That's been us all the year.
Yeah. And,
you know, last year we had the biggest expense. We sold $2,800 worth of land last July.
Land?
Mm-hmm.
We sold food. It was worthless to us.
It was a swamp, and it just mud and water.
You might say.
You couldn't even get in it. Call it, what kind of a gator bait?
Goose pond.
Goose pond.
But it just suits these people to wait 20 and 30 years on a pine tree to grow something like that. Well, that's all right for people like that. But us, we need cow pasture, and it was just worthless.
And we had sold a timber off of it.
Yeah, we sold what timber was.
We sold $2,800 of land last July.
Land?
You stay that one step ahead of him, you all right, but you got to stay a step ahead of him.
Well, how does a man ever get like that?
He won't let you
well,
make
Well, I don't think
they
get that way. I think it's born in them.
Yeah. You think it's born in them?
I think it's just born in them.
Yeah. Well, I know a horse. Seem like they get mean sometimes. Not a thing you can do about it.
You take the... I don't say that Dick will steal. I don't think he's stealing a thing there, but I think he'll beat you on every turn that you make if you don't watch it.
Well, that's just another way of putting it. Well, now, let me tell you the...
You got to have your mind already made up.
Do you know the Richardson's
over here? Oh, I sure. They all around me.
Well, they got your cattle, haven't they?
They got cattle.
And they bought cattle.
Yeah. See, I guess they buy on the market up here, don't they?
A lot of those goes in those feedlots and bought cattle. And then they buy lots of brooders.
Oh, do they? They don't raise all their brood cattle.
I believe just about all those over there in front of Mr. Geiger's over there, I think that's the bunch that they had bought someplace.
Oh.
I don't know a whole lot about their business. Because there's only three of them, and one knows about as much about the other business as he does, and that's it.
Yeah. I know when I first come down there.
$15 a year to pack onto a cypress tree. $15 a year, and year before last, I sent Marvin down there with him. They wouldn't accept it. They said no, they had to have more money. It was worth more than that. And so I never have been back.
See,
I just went and got me some posts and some wire, and I fenced them out.
Now, what is that, Ms.
We paid them $15 a year to tack onto a cypress tree down there at the bridge.
We ever set some barbed wire, you know, where it's
to keep the cows off of the
well,
highway.
I'll tell you how you can tell. You go that way, you go in real thick, look on the left, you see where
and
I
that
runs
on for years and years and years.
I don't know if
you've
noticed that or not.
Yeah.
All right, after you get on the field, about halfway across the field, you look on the left and you'll see where I went south with a new fence. All right, you can figure from there to the bridge belongs to them. And most of the time it's underwater. It's not now because this is special dry season. And the
but
cattle
no grazing at all
didn't
out
go
there.
Out there too much.
Just one little hole.
And so to fasten on, we couldn't fasten at the bridge, right at the bridge. So close to the bridge, it was a cypress. I said, we need to fasten on here. So I went to see them and asked them what they would do. Lease it to us for them. And they said $15, so we paid it. And we paid that for several years.
Oh, Marvin?
And then, year before last, Ms. Guthrie
I'm learning.
Sent me down there to pay them, and I went down there to pay Mark. Well, they split the property up a little bit. So Mark owns that down there. And Mark says, I think we'll have to have a little more money. So I told him that. I said, well, I don't think it's worth it anymore. But I said, no, I can't say I'll give you anymore, and I say I won't. I can't say I won't because it's Mr. and Ms. Gus. So I can go back and take it up with them, and if they say yes, well, I'll be back. And if they say no, well, there ain't no need to come back, so I just didn't go back.
Well, I can show you receipt. That's the receipt.
Yeah,
I paid
$15
just to mail on to
the
mail
wall. Ms. Gus, I never heard of that.
And when I went to the container, I sent for Mr. Grubbs to come out here. And I wanted to tell him what I wanted to do. And he went in the air. He said, gee gosh. He said, you was paying them $10 an acre, according to what you pay us.
So it cost us around $15, or a little better. Maybe I'll say $20 to put that fence out across there. And the cattle haven't come around yet. I don't say they won't. But they haven't. But I don't think they'll come around that any faster than they did that down at the bridge.
And I heard that Mr. Markwitz wanted to preach.
What? I think wanted to be a preacher.
That's what I heard.
A few years ago. But studied to be a preacher or something.
Well, studying to be one. And he wanted to make a preacher.
That's right. That's in time past.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, if he wanted more money, well, that was his business. That was his tree or his little bit of water and land in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly blame him for that, I guess, but that's not no way to enable it, is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting new ideas here, you know. Just me.
What do you have wood? Freddy Wood gets up and told me there's no cut. He said that it was perfectly all right for their cows to get over in their field, but said if one of their cows got in wood, and the Richardson brothers, they had to get him out right there.
Right there?
Right there.
I don't know. I guess I'll pay for some of that, Mommy.
Well, I don't know. Oh.
Just of course, as you said that.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's,
I don't
that's
care if
they
know
is.
I
that's
said it, because it's
said.
True. I can show you receipt after receipt. And tell you down then, I can show you the little corner they got down there.
Well, the wire's still up down there. You can see. You
and,
can
and,
see where right from the new fence to the... to the bridge.
He wouldn't accept the $15. He wanted more money.
I would have a wild duck that nests up there about twice a year, and she comes down with them little ones. From way up yonder, she'll come down with them little ones without hurting them and get them on the ground and take them. There's a pond right across yonder about where you see that big green-top pine.
Oh, she nests up there in the
nests
tree?
Up there every year.
Now, how does she
know?
Get them
down? I don't know how in the world she gets them down without hurting them, but she'll come down with a flock of them, maybe 30, 35 of them.
Haven't got the right remedy yet?
I ain't hit on it yet.
Oh.
When I hit on it, you'll get all right. I don't hit you.
Give a little, rub it a little bit.
I've got some heat living in it. I'm putting on it. I'm going to put it down south. And pull them out of the Mockley and the Bell. One place
to
study going.
Oh.
They don't pick just 1 or 2 days and have to wait till some more get ready when he gets through one place to go to the next.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Well, I see a lot of people, they come from Leesburg and all around up in here and down there, especially for watermelon season. And they don't just work 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have work every day. Well, used to be times that the contractors could fool people off and they had a work for them to do. But now they have to go to the labor board and everything, and they have to be guaranteed work when they get where they're going, or else they can't carry no one out.
Well, now, I didn't know about that, you know.
Nothing ever. They get where, just like you get a crew from here.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go to the labor board. And you can't carry them on a truck. You have to have a bus. To carry them from here on to wherever you're going. You got to have insurance on that bus and everything. And you got to be sure that you have got work there before they let you leave off with the first person. And you got to be guaranteed work every day.
And you got to, they got to go out of the labor board.
Got to go out by the labor board when they leave, when they carry help from one place to another one.
Mm-hmm.
But now after you get there, some of them, they ain't going to wait for it. They're going to get to the next place. But whosoever carrying them, they've got to be responsible for them until they get there, at least.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go by and see me walking all out there and ask me, do I want to go to such and such place and whatever. I just get on and go.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
And anymore. If you get there, they may not even work.
Might not have nothing to do for the next 3 or 4 weeks alone. Well, I know when I went up on the season 52, we got there the 21st of June, and we were there about 4 or 5 weeks before we got anything to do. The man himself tired, another foot in the bean field, and didn't make enough bin to buy salt. Picked all day 1 half of beans. Beans wasn't even ready. Yeah, he had to grade them on the vine.
If it had
been for the welfare and salvation, I'd have been a many star ones up there.
Where was that?
The 52 went to Milton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, way up the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought they knew better how to handle things up there.
You ain't got no work, what you gonna do?
I don't know if there's plenty of work up there.
Yeah, once another white come in, but Lord, I saw the white come in. See, the white don't come in up there like they do down here.
Later.
Mm-hmm. Everything be going down here when it come in up there.
You go on that way up there by yourself?
I went to other people that were going up.
You know them?
Some of them I know them.
That long trip. Way off from home.
Wasn't a 3 days ride.
What 3 days? Yeah, it's 3 days.
I enjoyed it. I stayed up there very near 2 years.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Who uses handkerchiefs now?
All of
them. Use handkerchiefs?
Mm-hmm.
You use handkerchiefs?
Mm-hmm. I wipe my face.
With a handkerchief?
And blow my nose.
I use old paper towel.
I see I ain't able to buy them.
Anybody go all the way to Pennsylvania and stay for 2 years could buy paper towels.
Oh, my Lord, look how long that's been. That's been 15 years ago. I had the money that's been gone. The last bill.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Well, Joe, was it better, things better up there than it was down here after you got started?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, anyway. It's better up there than it is down here. It ain't as much for Judas up the road as it is down here. And people know far better how to treat you up there than they do down here. But so far as the work concerned, less than seasonal work is kind of rough up there. Because if you get on one of those factories or something, you got to be belong to a union and all such as that. But I had after the first season was over, I got a job living in, babysitting. The only time I'd have to be bothered with the children is like the mother and them be going off someplace. Other than that, I didn't have anything to do but eat.
That'd get tedious.
Hmm?
That'd get tiresome.
No, eating and sleeping ain't never got tiresome to me. I love eating and sleep.
Not just eating and sleep, though.
I
have
a good job.
I love to eat and sleep for a while. A little while till I catch up, sort of.
Mm. It's off. Oh, what you talking about? When I pulled the plug out, it was off.
And then you can go hungry for a week or two.
Oh, no. I ain't going to go over a day or two.
After you get fed up a while, then you don't need to eat for a few days.
Oh,
every day?
I'll tell me something every day. So I get mad and evil.
Get mad and evil?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't think I'd like that housework.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't find the right person to work for. Some people you work for, you can't work in the house and in the field nowhere else for. Give me something every day. Don't I get mad and evil?
Get mad and evil?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't think I'd like that housework.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't find the right person to work for. Some people you work for, you can't work in the house and in the field nowhere else for. I don't work some kind.
What do you say, Bootsy?
I can work in very quickly.
You can work anywhere they put you.
You can't work for. I'm telling you what I know.
I can work in very quickly. I can work in very quickly. I can work in very quickly. I can put my feet out. I can work in quickly. I can work in very quickly. Nobody feel like a woman.
Now say that again, Joe.
I get a house of jungle cleaning my morning.
Get a house?
Get a house of jungle
general cleaning, yeah.
And every day then, so by Thursday or Friday, I don't have nothing to do. But fix that one meal and I'll suffer.
Yeah. That kept you there kind of late, didn't it?
This time even I'd be getting ready to go. This time even I'd be getting ready to go home, because if he wasn't there, I'd set the table, lock the door, and go home.
Is that right?
That's right. What tickled me was one night, he came in early, he had to go out someplace and all these things. Anyway, he was going to take a bath. And he called me up and told me, asked me would I stay late that evening. I told him, yes, that's the other thing to do. He was going to take a bath for every night. I said, Joe? I said, yes. Go down the door and open the door and let my brother and my sister go in. I said, that old stray cat dog come by. Let it in. You better go open that door if you want your job. I said, let me go open the door and show this man if a dog or a cat going out here. Open that door and that man scares me. But that big old tall man standing up there. I looked. He said, my brother in. I said, yes, he's not taking a bath. Come on in. You tell my brother I'll be out in a minute. Well, now this man ain't got no brother. He just told me that he ain't got no kinfolk. He come on out. He said, Joe, you can go home, Mom. I was with Sarah. And the morning when I got there, he met me to the door and paid me $20 to go buy me something free. I didn't work that day. The next morning, I didn't have to work. For 2 or 3 days straight, I didn't have to work. Why, his brother was here. So I asked another old man, he'd always come out and sit down and tease him all the time. I asked him, I'll help him up. I said, what a man mean when he told my his brother, his sister, he ain't got no kinfolk. He said, now you know him into something you ain't got no business nosing in. I said, well, I want to know. I said, I already told you to know something else. He said, well, I'm going to tell you. He said, that's Mason, an Eastern Star, and you don't know nothing about it, and you ain't got no business in whining about it, so shut up.
He told you, right? Yeah, right.
So when I went back to work, I asked him, Mr. Thomas, he said, huh? How'd you say that name of your brother? He said, it's my brother. He said, now see, he said, when you get where you was my sister, he said, where I meet you at, you was my sister, but you not my sister now. I said, thank you, I ain't gonna ask you nothing else. I said, always told me you'd be too nosy. And I shut up my mouth, and I worked there for him a long time. Nobody let live that store time. Oh, she was a nosy old helper. She was standing out in the backyard. He
didn't
hear this. Well, one day I told him, you know, Mr. Thomas, I don't open up all that lady for you for this time. He said, who was it next to lady? He said, no, he said, I don't catch the people through the head just one day, I'm gonna cuss her out. But one Sunday, she was down on her knees. So I stayed out the kitchen window, and I eased back on the one I called Mr. Thomas. I come in. I don't get back where she can see you watching her. I still look out the window. So he went in the other room. He could see out the other room down where she was, too. She just parting here, just peeping. On me, just always peeping.
Oh, really?
He going out there. What the hell are you looking for? Hi, Mr. Sanders. He said, don't come hiding me. What the hell are you looking for? I thought I had dropped something down here in the hedge. Did you the damn lie? He said, every time I look around, either my maid over there look around, he's peeping over there in the house. What you peeping for? Nothing. He said, next time I catch you peeping, he's going to have a pie that's thrown in the damn thing. And I'll let him move the next thing.
What's that, Roger?
He told that time he catch the people, he's gonna have a pie that's on the fence. Don't let him move the next day.
He said move.
Well, if you want to do a pie, I could break that so good. Another restaurant had been there. Well, stayed as long as I did. So another man down the street told me, she said, I tell you why Josephine said so long. The Josephine said I was gonna set up for something wrong.
Yeah.
You can always be knowing.
Yeah.
So you can ask her something, you know definitely she knows she's still there. I don't know. I ain't heard, I see.
Yeah. Well, now that's what the fellow told you. There's some things you don't want to know.
Well, some things they're supposed to know.
What did he tell you?
Well, he told me that. Some things they're supposed to know and some things you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Well, that was something I wasn't supposed to know. I didn't know then, too.
He told you what it was, and then he told you that's what you weren't supposed to know.
That's right. So now,
somebody had a sister and brother, Joe.
Where was that, Joe?
Out here from Gainesville.
Oh, right here.
Well, I'm from Gainesville.
Down burn.
Out just about the wall, though.
Oh, out to the wall.
That old man tickled me. He said, you always know where you got no good sense around.
You have been around. I'm glad of good.
I'm number 42. I'm doing well. I love to ramble all out in the bushes and things. Well, I went way up the highway. It was about 5 miles out of Ocala, coming this way. That's why I see two things shining. And when I got up to them, I reached down and picked them up. They were two pretty rings.
Rings?
Well, I carried them on back to the house. So the next day or two, I found two more. So I had a friend girl, what's never she had, she divided me, and I divided her. So she come out and I showed her the ring. She said, oh, Joe, give me one. I said, no, you take two and I take two. All right. Well, the rings were too big for our little finger. We had them on our thumb and our middle finger. Boy, we strutting down the street. But that big old white man, he looked at us. He walked on up behind us, looked over our shoulder. So he got between us and reached and grabbed our hand. Boy, we went to have a face and open honey. He said, okay, I'll get you. Give them to me. Can you mask them? She looked at me and I looked at her. You'll get my ring. Well, Mr. Moorhead, the high sheriff, he happened to see us down. He come on down here and said, what's the matter down here? What you doing to baby? I said, he's trying to get our ring. He's turned loose. I know, girl. He said, baby, let me see your ring. He said, you can't have these, honey. He said, tell me where you got it. I said, I found it. He said, I saw up the highway. So you carry me shoulder? I said, yes. Well, I carried him all up there. And he looked around. He said, okay, so you showed it? I said, yeah, it's right here where I found him at. He said, okay, thank you. He said, I'll probably be talking to you later. I said, well, I can't have my ring. He said, they made some rings, honey, and you can't have them. He said, because the wrong person catch you with them, they'll put you in jail. I ain't going to jail for them. You should keep the ring. He said, yes, I'll keep it. Well, about a week or two later, he come around in his laughing. He said, what Mr. Moorhead out there laughing for? I said, who? She said, Mr. Moorhead. I said, out there laughing. I said, you mean to tell me going crazy? She said, no. So he looked up here at me and looked down at his hand and he laughed. I said, oh, I see you looking for me. I said, I got to go to jail. She said, what you done? I said, well, I killed a man running the other night. He just found out it was me. He got out, he walked there to prison a little. He said, I some more head. He said, baby woman, babe, I was. But the more head won't be room. More head won't be room. I still be on the mess on porn shoes. I was gonna scream. He said, oh, will you come down to the station and talk to me? So I said, what's she done now? He said, nothing. He's known doing his favor. So he showed me a box about that wide and about that deep and about that long. Four rings. What a fool. I said, ooh, he said, those four rings you found came out of that box. I said, the box was out there. He said, yeah, but it was over in the woods tonight. He said, we got the man that put them out there. I said, yeah. He said, he was working to a ring factory in New York making these rings. And he stole about a whole gross of them. And he had sold them all except in that one box when he was on his way to Miami then with them. And the road patrolman got at him for a feckless taillight or something. But anyway, he know that the patrolman caught them rings in the car. He wanted to know where he got them from. And he threw them out the car. And the patrolman said he thought he glimpsed something go out the car, but he was so in behind trying to catch the man until he didn't pay it no attention. So I said, I'm glad, I hope you're fine. He said, oh yeah. So next 2 or 3 weeks, Mr. Moyer sent for me. I said, what Mr. Moyer want, Mr. Dillon? He said, he was going to talk with you. So I got on there. He said, well, Joe, he said, she was so nice in helping us catch you. A well-known criminal to society. So I'm going to give you a present. He gave her $25. I looked at her. I started, had a bad time. I said, thank you. He said, if you want to, he said, you we going to have something other. He said, all of teenagers that wanted to could volunteer to learn to be undercover. I told him, I think I went back down there, darting up, shooting. They know this thing. I was resigned. That's dangerous.
What's that?